then, fancy winning a brand new apartment in exchange for being vaccinated against Mati Corona? But that's just one of many luxury prices on offer in Hong Kong, where companies are lining up to launch lucky draws for vaccinated residents. The government is appealing to the private sector to help boost its flagging vaccination rate, which authorities say is stalling the city's economic recovery. Richard Kimber has this report.
It is the simplest and most effective method to protect ourselves and others. Remember to get vaccinated.
Hong Kong's free vaccination program has been running for more than 3 months. The public can choose between the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine or China's Sinovac jab. But so far, less than 20% of the population are fully inoculated. Health experts say a lack of trust in the government, concern about vaccine safety, and the low number of virus cases in the city are making people reluctant to take a jab. Chief Executive Carrie Lam is appealing to the city's business sector to help out. She's written letters to more than 100 of the city's big companies, asking them to host lucky draws or offer discounts to vaccinated residents.
This is a very tangible way in order to overcome what we call the vaccine hesitancy.
The corporate sector is responding in force. So far, there's almost 20 million Kiwi dollars worth of prizes up for grabs for vaccinated Hong Kongers. They include a brand new near $2 million apartment, a Tesla car, gold bars, an annual free travel pass on cruise ship holidays, and even a party on a privately chartered Airbus flight. Ben Cowling is an infectious disease expert at the University of Hong Kong. He says the lucky draws are more than just efforts to curry favour with the government.
It also indicates the perceived value of high vaccine coverage in Hong Kong to many of these companies, where I think they recognise that if we were to stay in the status quo with quarantine, social distancing, etc., for another 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, that there's major economic implications of that. And they're willing to give away these prizes because it's worth such a lot to those companies.
Hong Kong's first quarter GDP jumped almost 8%, rebounding from a COVID-19 recession. But many companies are still facing trouble. Hong Kong Airlines is slashing jobs and the size of its airline fleet in order to stay alive. And one of the city's most famous hotels, the Peninsula, says it's losing nearly $8 million a month. Since the lucky draws began being announced, the number of daily vaccination bookings has jumped by around a third. But while the lotteries are proving popular, they're also attracting controversy. One of the city's pro-Beijing political parties is offering $100,000 worth of prizes to vaccinated people with a connection to the party. Its chairwoman, Regina Ip, is dismissing accusations the move is politically motivated.
We are following the practices of other organisers. For example, a lot of corporations are limiting participants to those who have joined the reward scheme. There's no need to join NPP as members. You can just join as a friend. No political commitment.
A leading patients' rights group in the city is also worried about the scheme. It says the prizes may prompt some people who are physically unfit to be inoculated to get jabs anyway. It's urging businesses to swap their headline-grabbing prize items for more widespread subsidies for people to undergo medical checks ahead of vaccinations. It says that it encouraged people who are worried about vaccine side effects to sign up. The government says it's still targeting a vaccination rate of around 70% before it'll relax many of the city's strict social distancing and quarantine measures. While the lucky draws are giving the rate a boost, for many residents hoping for a full resumption of normal daily life, that figure still seems a long way off.
Richard Kimber reporting from Hong Kong.